Hello and welcome to today's episode. Now, I know many of you incredible women have been on a quest to shed those stubborn pounds, but perhaps you're feeling a bit stuck or overwhelmed by the plethora of conflicting advice out there. I know before embarking on my journey, I certainly was. Well, I'm here today to guide you through the transformative principles that will lead you towards your ideal weight and help you sustain it for life. Let's dive in to the way to lose additional weight gain, that stubborn fat that you've tried all the things to shift, the diets, the exercise plans, and get to a place where you're at your ideal balance weight, a weight that's not a number on the scale, but one that allows you to feel comfortable in your own skin, confident in your clothes, and energized in your daily life. So picture this for me, a life where you wake up feeling energized, confident, and comfortable in your own skin. It sounds amazing, right? Well, it's not just a dream. It's entirely within your grasp. And it all begins with nurturing your nervous system and reducing stress. With strategies that are actionable steps you can start implementing today, remember, when your body is holistically healthy, your best weight naturally follows. Now, there's six core areas to focus on to shift that unwanted body fat that I'm going to run you through in this episode. The first one is to clean up your diet. Opt for whole, nutrient-dense foods over ultra-processed and refined options. Focus on quality ingredients that nourish your body and support your health goals. Now, I go into this much further in my podcast episode called What's the Right Way to Eat, and I'll link that in the show notes. I do want to emphasize, when it comes to cleaning up your diet, don't neglect protein if you want to lose weight. Protein is a powerhouse nutrient that plays a crucial role in weight loss and metabolism. Not only does protein help you feel fuller for longer, reducing overall calorie intake, but it also boosts metabolism by increasing the thermic effect of food. This means that your body burns more calories digesting and metabolizing protein compared to carbohydrates or fats. Incorporating lean sources of protein into your diet, like chicken, turkey, fish, tofu, legumes, Greek yogurt, can help you with weight loss and promote lean muscle mass. Also, protein is essential for preserving muscle mass during weight loss, ensuring that you lose fat rather than muscle. When it comes to timing your protein intake, I believe in spreading it throughout the day as the most beneficial way of optimizing muscle protein synthesis and feeling the most satisfied. Aim to include a source of protein in each meal and snack to keep your metabolism revved up and your hunger at bay. Some research does, however, suggest that front-loading your protein intake by consuming a higher amount of protein at breakfast and lunch may have additional benefits for weight loss and metabolic health. So just experiment with different approaches to see what works best for your body and your lifestyle. But remember, it's consistency that is key. Whether you choose to spread your protein intake evenly throughout the day or concentrate it in the morning and lunchtime, prioritize quality sources of protein to support your weight loss journey and your overall health. Now, I know it's not always easy to get your protein intake in for the day. So mindful of the importance of increasing my protein intake as I age. So if you're over 40, you lose 1% of your muscle mass every year. And this increases to 2% every year after the age of 60. So we don't want to lose muscle mass. We just want to lose unwanted fat. So I have recently introduced into my diet a protein powder. It's really, really hard to find a protein powder that's as natural as it can be in terms of not having artificial sweeteners, thickeners, and goodness knows what else in it. So I spent a lot of time researching and sourcing the right one. and I'm currently using a vegan one. So although I've not tried a whey one yet, they can often be more difficult to digest. So I've found a complete vegan protein powder, and it has various protein sources in it. It's a bit sweeter than I would like, but it is sweetened with stevia. The ingredients are few, but trying to find a protein powder with less than 5 ingredients is really hard. Most have in excess of 10. If you'd like some information on the one that I'm using, just drop me a message on Instagram. Let's have a chat about it. I love talking about protein. I love talking about all health and wellness things. So just drop me a message. And if you've got any recommendations on protein powders, then let me know. Now, if you're over 40 and need to be more mindful about your protein intake, losing muscle mass affects your metabolism for losing excess fat, then see how your body feels with a protein intake of around 0.5 to 0.7 per pound of your body weight. The protein powder I take gives me 30 grams. So with my meals through the day, I can easily reach my protein hit. Okay, next up with shifting unwanted body fat is monitoring portion control. There's lots of tricks to manage portion control, but the building block is being mindful and intuitive when you eat. Eating in this way reduces habitual eating and overeating. It's about tuning in to your body and noticing when you're hungry and when you're satisfied. Satisfied being the point where you're feeling good and energized before you get to the point where you're feeling uncomfortable and bloated. We often fear feeling hungry, and so we overeat to settle that fear. So instead, we want to work on trusting ourselves and our body and really understanding it. That way we know what it needs, what feels good and what doesn't. The foods we love, we start to notice that some of them don't love us back. And until we step off autopilot mode, we don't realize the foods we're eating regularly are causing us to feel tired, out of sorts, and we don't understand why we're struggling to lose weight. But when we tune into this, we can notice that this is not our normal. Feeling tired and out of sorts is not our normal, but actually, it's our diet making us feel this way. Okay, moving on to number 3, nourish your nervous system and reduce stress. Chronic stress, as we know, can wreak havoc on the body, triggering the release of cortisol, that infamous stress hormone, which can lead to weight gain, particularly around the midsection. But there are plenty of ways that we can combat this, and they're small tweaks that you can incorporate into your day that can have a real powerful effect on managing stress. So, prioritizing stress reduction techniques by taking some micro minutes in your day, such as time out for some mindful meditation, some deep breathing exercises, regular self-care practices. Just carve out the time each day to spend some time to unwind, whether it's through some journaling, spending time outside, or enjoying your favorite hobbies. And remember and adopt the mindset that self-care is not selfish. It's essential for your overall health and well-being. Next up at number 4, this is not in any particular order, by the way, improve your liver health. Your liver is like a metabolic powerhouse responsible for detoxification, fat breakdown and hormone regulation. But when it's overloaded with toxins from, say, alcohol, processed foods and environmental pollutants, its ability to function optimally is compromised. So how can you support your liver and promote optimal health? Start by reducing alcohol, the obvious one. Start by reducing alcohol consumption and incorporating some liver-friendly foods into your diet, such as cruciferous vegetables, garlic, onions, turmeric, leafy greens. Stay hydrated with plenty of water, and consider incorporating like liver in supportive herbs, say milk thistle, dandelion root into your routine. That can be from perhaps dandelion tea and milk thistle drops that you can get from a health food shop. I use liver and kidney drops that are from the organic pharmacy, and I will drop the link in the show notes. Number five, balance your gut microbiome. Your gut is home to trillions of bacteria and other microorganisms that play a crucial role in digestion, immunity, and metabolism. When your gut microbiome is out of balance, it can lead to weight gain, inflammation, and hormone imbalances. But there are ways to support your gut health and restore balance. So start by incorporating a diverse range of fiber-rich foods, fermented foods, and perhaps probiotic supplements into your diet. If you want to supplement, look for a really good quality probiotic. I like Wild Nutrition. They do a great food-grown biotic. And again, I will drop the link in the show notes to that one. But focus on nourishing your gut with whole, nutrient-dense foods, and think about minimizing your intake of processed and sugary foods that can disrupt the gut. Number six, clean up your mindset. Cleaning up your mindset is not just about adopting positive thinking, a phrase that's just thrown around often. It's about recognizing and letting go of distorted beliefs that have been ingrained by the diet industry and societal norms. It's about challenging limiting beliefs about our worth and our body. And in order to break free of the mindset that holds us back, we need to question the messages that we've been fed about what it means to be healthy and look good, and reframe this perspective to prioritize feeling our best, what that feels like to you as an individual, how you feel and how you look your best over fitting into a narrow ideal. It's easy to view exercise and nutritious eating as a chore because the thought of it never seems sustainable, like it requires so much effort. But we can shift our focus to how these habits contribute to our overall well-being and vitality by embracing the concept that self-care is not effortful but essential. We can transform our relationship with food and exercise, making healthier choices a natural and enjoyable part of our lifestyle. This change in mindset not only alters our habits, but also empowers us to live authentically, basically free from societal expectations and those unrealistic standards. A reminder here too, that your body evolves throughout different stages of life, and a mindset shift you might need to work on is letting go of that expectation of trying to attain to how you look and felt 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago, and focus on right now, where you're at in life right now and how you can feel and look your best at this stage in your life. We're all unique, and there's no one way of eating that fits everyone. That's why diets fail us. What works well in your body may have the opposite effect for someone else. Holistic health gives you the roadmap to discover what primes your body best. I hope you have found this podcast episode helpful, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your week, and I'll be back here next week.